KS95 continues its series on the Vision Atlantic Initiative, the $84 million transformative project that includes 142 new housing units, a YMCA expansion, and a child care development center. The fundraising portion of the project for the YMCA expansion and the child care development center received a financial boost here recently. We'll talk about that with Vision Atlantic President Christina Bateman. And we're going to talk housing with Vision Atlantic Secretary Melissa Enan as progress is being made on the 48 new housing units that are going up here this year. We'll talk to Melissa about that as well during this segment on Vision Atlantic. And let's start with Melissa here as far as the housing is concerned. It is underway, correct? And get us up to date on the construction so far.
Yes, we're super excited that you can see some houses going up. There's, I think the last time I drove by, there were two slabs poured now, and they'll just keep coming. More of the tiny homes will be started here soon, along with the rest of the housing. So it's just so rewarding and exciting to finally see some things happening there.
You talk about, okay, so there's phases, right? There's 142 units, housing units, and there's different phases. So I guess we call this phase one.
Yeah.
What would phase one consist of?
There'll be 48 units total built this year. And, so that would be, you know, like if there's a condo, that's two units. So there won't be 48 buildings, but 48 residences, I guess, that you can, you'll be able to see. And there, again, we're just excited to finally have it come into fruition and seeing some progress.
So take us through with a condo. What's it look like? What's the specs look like here?
Well, there's some different options, three different condo options. Some two-bedroom, some three-bedroom, each have a two-car garage, so that's something that we don't have here already is hardly any. There are a few with two-car garages, but not many. So that was something that we felt was needed, and they're bigger than a lot of the other ones, and they're all one level. So that's those big things that people want. We tried to get them all into each unit.
So for the interested people, interested buyers, what do they need to do?
They can call any of the realtor of choice here in Atlantic. They can call anyone. All of the brokers at each company were sent the information. We did finally get our prices set now. We don't anticipate they're going to change, but there could be a minor change here or there once construction gets going if something has to be changed or, you know, moved around a little. But pretty much prices are set, and we'll be able to start accepting some offers here within the next 3 weeks-ish or so. Still kind of finally nailing down those last details to get to the point where we can start selling them. The prices will be on the website very soon. If you haven't gone to look at that website, it is phenomenal. You can click any lot on the map, and it'll bring up a floor plan, and soon the price will be there. It'll tell you if it has a basement, the square footage, and you can actually see the floor plan that'll be, some of them might have been modified just a hair, but it's going to be really close to what you'll see when they get built.
What about the infrastructure, streets and that type of thing? How far along are they?
They're all done now, all completed. So that was exciting too, to see all that, to be able to drive by and see the actual roads. But they've been done for couple weeks, I think, at least now.
So, Melissa, before I let you go, so the 48 units, and it is the foundations are being built now. When do you see walls going up and that type of thing?
Well, it should be soon. Yeah. They'll just kind of go in phases. They'll do the foundations, and then that group will move on to do the next foundations, and then the guys will come in to do they'll start with the walls, and you know, they just kind of move to each unit, and they'll start, and then they'll just keep going in rounds till they get finished.
Very good. Anything else to add?
Oh, I think that's about it for housing right now.
Exciting time. And
yeah.
Christina, get us caught up on the fundraising here.
Yeah. Thanks for having us, Tom. Well, we had a big week last week.
She did.
very grateful to the Cass County supervisors. They voted to contribute $2.5 million over the next 5 years of economic development funds to the new Child Development Center. So really grateful for their significant support of this project, and we know that that Child Development Center is going to be very important to not only Atlantic but to the surrounding towns. Right now, the Ann Wickman Center serves, I mean, we've had up to, I think, 13 different people from 13 different communities that come in and use childcare here in Atlantic. So, you know, sometimes when people work here in Atlantic, they want to bring their kids here. Sometimes it's vice versa, but just having that option there for anyone who needs it will be very important. So we've been able to add that gift. And then on Monday, we also received another $500,000 signed pledge from someone else. Very grateful for that support. And that brings us to just about $26.9 million. So we're right up there, about $27 million in signed pledges. Again, we have to be at 80% by December 31st of this year in signed pledges to receive the Lakin Foundation grants. And so we got about $4 million left to get in signed pledges. I know that seems like a big amount, but we have a couple several significant gifts that are not signed yet, so we don't count them and we don't really talk about them specifically, but we have a couple other significant ones that are coming here very soon, and that'll get us a good chunk of that. But, you know, still looking, you know, to everyone, we need everyone's support, and it's really important that people just realize that this is an opportunity to invest in the community that supports them, whether that's through, you know, the business they have here or the, you know, the kids and all the activities, and just whatever way Atlantic serves you. You know, this is an opportunity to give back and to invest and make it better for your kids and your grandkids and your business too. So just, you know, if you have questions or, you know, want to contribute, feel free to reach out to Melissa or I or Nick Hunt. We've got a lot of people working on those solicitation committees. But, you know, we've got a good path forward, and, you know, we'll get to 80% here at the end of December, and then, you know, take a little breather over the holidays for a couple weeks, and then we'll get back at the 100% for next year. So, but yeah, we're just super excited about the way things are going along right now with, I guess, in regards to construction of the daycare and the Y. Probably the Child Development Center construction will begin in the spring next year. Why will really depend on when we get in the funding to complete, you know, the $39 million that we're trying to raise. So the why could be, you know, next summer, you know, sometime, or it could be a little bit later. So, but you'll start to see that develop next year on the daycare sites. And we're just really excited to be at this point in the process, and excited that people will be able to see a lot of good and new things happening in the community.
A lot of positive things going on. Christina Bateman, Vision Atlantic President, to Melissa Enan, Vision Atlantic Secretary, joining us here for another in our series of the Vision Atlantic Project.